NewsRamp Science Podcast, Friday evening, August 7th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Mission IR News Breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited is advancing a two-pronged approach to neurological health. The company's investigational multiple sclerosis therapy, Lucid-MS, targets PAD2 to protect and potentially restore the myelin sheath. Additionally, Quantum Biopharma's proprietary dietary supplement, UnBuzzD, aims to support alcohol metabolism and reduce intoxication effects. The company has submitted an IND application for a Phase 2 trial and is collaborating with Massachusetts General Hospital for imaging support.
Mission IR News Breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited is advancing a two-pronged approach to neurological health. The company is developing Lucid-MS, a therapy targeting PAD2 enzyme to protect and restore myelin sheath in multiple sclerosis. Additionally, Quantum Biopharma's UnBuzzD supplement aims to support alcohol metabolism. The company submitted an IND application for a Phase 2 trial and is collaborating with Massachusetts General Hospital for imaging support.
Biomed News Breaks. Veraxa Biotech AG builds strategic position in antibody therapeutics market. Veraxa Biotech is making waves in the antibody therapeutics market with its development of next-generation antibody therapeutics, including ADCs and TCEs. Recent transactions highlight the attractiveness of its differentiated antibody engineering platforms, drawing significant financial commitments. Veraxa's BiTAC platform supports a promising pipeline of bispecific ADCs, TCEs, and engineered antibody formats, setting the stage for potential partnerships, licensing agreements, and asset-level transactions.
Brownfield gold projects could hold an edge in today's permitting environment. Brownfield gold projects, like the Santa Fe mine operated by Lahontan Gold Corp., could have an advantage in today's permitting environment. With a potential restart in 2027, leveraging existing infrastructure reduces capital requirements and execution risk. Groundwater drilling didn't hit the water table, a permitting advantage. An updated mineral resource estimate and revised PEA are expected by August, building on previous studies outlining significant NPV and IRR.
100%. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.